views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Sonny's Barbecue.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. It is Pensacola's expert panel, and that's a little Stevie Wonder with Sonny, because guess who's in the house? It's always sunny around here in the studio. Eldon Scott with Sonny's Barbecue. Good morning, Eldon.
Good morning, Meg. How are you doing?
I've been pretty good spirits, all things considered.
All things considered.
All things
Sorry
considered.
About your dogs.
I know. But I'm wearing my colors. We had a great season.
You still got to support the team no matter what.
I'm a dog win or lose, so, it's all good. Yeah. It's all good. Now, who are you rooting for?
I will rub a little salt in the wound. I am a partial-hearted Notre Dame fan.
That's okay. I grew up with it.
Well, my father's from North Central Indiana.
Oh, of course.
So, growing up at Notre Dame, they always played on, Channel 3 here in the local area, so.
Right.
They were on TV all the time. So I'm a Florida Gator, a Notre Dame fan. I still got a Notre Dame jacket hanging in my closet from many, many years ago. I just can't turn loose.
Well, see, I come from the Irish background, Irish Catholic background. Yeah. So everybody, I went to Catholic high school. Everybody was Notre Dame.
Yeah.
I was Notre Dame until I went to Georgia, I have to say. Now, Florida, on the other hand, I can't help you there.
Yeah.
That's not going to work.
I still got love in my heart for the SEC. It's always, it's always tough. I had a hard time with Texas. I feel like they're the.
I'm with you.
So I was rooting for Arizona.
Me too. And they played so well. They almost did it. That was such a good game. And because we beat Texas twice, it's kind of hard to get excited about them.
Yeah.
So it'll be interesting because they're playing Ohio State, and now we got Penn State, Notre Dame.
Ohio State's going to run them.
You think?
Ohio State is looking strong.
They looked pretty good, It's going to be good. It'll be interesting to see.
Speaking about football.
And football, what goes better than with football than?
Sonny's Barbecue.
Yes, sir. Barbecue wings, I'm thinking. Mm.
Barbecue wings. They're slow smoked wings.
Oh, excuse me. I should have known better.
And, of course, you can toss them in your favorite barbecue sauce. We might even be doing a little giveaway later that involves some of these said wings. So
stay
tuned. We'll do that plug early. And obviously all the big games coming up.
Yeah.
The Super Bowl. Everybody's
True.
That's always a huge party for everybody. But
have you got a favorite on that one? Because I'm not really big into pro football.
I'm pulling for Detroit.
That's my dad's team.
We're Saints fans because of proximity.
Right.
My wifey is a Saints fan, so. That's not going as good as it has in the recent past. So it is what it is. But I like what they're, how do you not root for the team that has had years and years and years of struggle and now all of a sudden they've turned it around? And
my dad is a huge Detroit Lions fan.
So I think that's who I'm pulling for.
And I'm kind of Atlanta Falcons. They just have never really, accomplished much.
Yeah.
And then, but now I'm a typical Georgia fan. It was like when our entire defense from the national championship went to play for the Philadelphia Eagles.
Yeah.
I kind of became an Eagles fan.
Eagles fan.
And then I also watched Matthew Stafford, with the LA. And so I kind of watch where our boys go.
I hear you. I get it.
But more importantly, if you're planning a game watch party, Sonny's Barbecue is the place to go.
Absolutely. Whether you want just some pulled pork that you can make some sliders with, or we have our smoked chicken wings, which are absolutely delicious. You can get them tossed in whatever barbecue sauce we want. We do a mild sauce. We have those two specialty sauces right now that are on our menu for the winter seasonal menu.
So it's
the Alabama white sauce, which is absolutely delicious. If you've not had them, you got to come try them, which we can get those in the store, in the restaurants every day. And then the Florida citrus sauce as well, which is a kind of like a sticky, I don't want to say Korean sauce.
Is it an orangey or lemony flavor?
Orangey.
Okay.
Yeah. So it has a orange marmalade mixed in with the sauce. And, so it's really good. So if you like that almost, I don't want to say oriental, but,
it's a little different.
If you love some orange chicken at the Chinese buffet, you're going to love this. So Florida citrus sauce, but that Alabama white sauce I think is my favorite. So.
Very good.
You can get those wings tossed in any of those sauces, and we'd love to serve them for your next big game. We do barbecue meatballs. We can do a tray of chicken tenders, something that a lot of people don't realize. We actually do burn-ins. So brisket burn-ins. We can also do
what
pork
is that
belly
now?
Burn-ins.
Brisket, I don't know what that is.
Brisket burn-ins. So that's the top part of the brisket, which is what's considered the point of the brisket. We take that, cube it up, add some brown sugar, some of our barbecue sauce, a couple other things. I can't let all the secrets out of the bag. We cube it up, and then we re-smoke it so it all gets caramelized and renders just a little bit more. It is absolutely delicious.
Oh, wow.
That's actually what I cooked when I did Pensacola Egg Fest.
Which you won the award
third place,
for, yes.
Got third place. Yes. So we used the brisket burn-ins along with our jalapeno cheddar hot link sausage.
Oh, my
goodness. So those are available for catering, too. Slice those up nice and thin. You can put them on slider buns, put them on crackers with a little pimento cheese, which we actually offer as well as an appetizer. So, yeah, some great options for your big game.
Mm-hmm.
You got the party going on. You don't want to do all the extra work. You don't have time. Whatever the scenario might be, you can give us a call at Sonny's at any of our locations, or you can go to sonnyscatering.com or sonnysbbq.com. You can look at all those options there and get your order started there.
Okay, so maybe just as we're mentioning locations, for someone maybe that doesn't know, you have all these different locations. And I know you opened a new one, too, in Florida, South Florida, right?
We did. Yeah. So, we just here almost a month ago opened a location in Winter Haven, Florida. So if you're ever in Legoland.
Right.
And I went for the grand opening and didn't see anything at night, right? It's hard to see stuff and... didn't realize it's literally like 3 minutes away from Legoland. So if you're visiting Legoland and you're feeling the need for some good slow smoke barbecue, there's a Sonny's right around the corner there.
Perfect.
So,
perfect.
But here in the local area for the news radio listenership,
there you go.
We have four locations that serve this community. We'll start with our Navy Boulevard location there at the just north of the main gate at NAS, right where Highway 98 dead ends into Navy Boulevard. We have our Pine Forest location, which is technically on Shelley Road, which is just a little side road there off of Pine Forest, just south of I-10 off of Pine Forest Road. Then we have our 9th Avenue location, which is just south of Creighton Road behind the Auto Zone there across the street from the Burger King, which the original Sonny's location was actually where the Burger King
That's what I remember. Yeah, that's right.
So, they've moved over there in that quaint little spot there behind the Auto Zone. I can't remember if the Auto Zone was there. I don't remember. I don't remember the timeline. But,
so
that's where that one is there by the airport. And then we have our Pace location, which is right in front of the Lowe's Home Improvement Store. And, the team over there keeps it busy. It's right next to the IHOP. So.
Well, and we're coming out of the holiday season now, so it was so many different restaurants. They've had holiday hours and all that kind of stuff. So as we're going forward, what are the typical hours for your places?
Yeah, so we're open. Actually, we've started opening at 10:45.
Oh, nice.
To accommodate that little bit early crowd. So drive-thru's open at 10:45. Dining room is also open at 10:45. And then we are 9:30 during the week. And then Friday, Saturday, we are open until 10 p.m.
Oh, that's great. Okay.
Yeah, so.
You're listening to Pep Talk this morning, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg, our guest, Eldon Scott, with Sonny Barbecue. If you've got a question or a comment for Eldon, especially about barbecue, because I know he is the expert on that subject, 850-437-1620.
So my unofficial... but maybe partially official title is the COE of Sonny's Barbecue.
Oh, wait a minute. COE, Consumer of Excellent Ribs?
It's the Chief of Eats.
Oh, I was close. That was good.
And I love throwing people barbecues.
You do. He has actually done several of us for all of us here at the stations. And it was always our best lunch when Sonny comes in and caters our lunch for everybody. It's just really, it's really good. And I'm not just saying that.
Yeah,
it really is
love
good.
Feeding the crew here. So.
Absolutely.
Y'all are always so welcoming. You know what? Yes, y'all are very welcome. But everybody's always welcoming when you bring barbecue.
Especially as good a barbecue as what you're bringing.
It's the best cheat code in life. You know, you show up with some barbecue, everybody loves you.
Absolutely. And, Eldon's famous now for his cowboy hat and red fringe shirt. So, he's got a persona.
Don't forget the shoes. Don't forget the red.
Excuse me?
Yeah, the red velvet shoes.
Red velvet shoes.
There's no place like Sonny's. There's no place like Sonny's.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, now that Wicked is out. Uh-oh. So what else is going on at Sonny's for 2025?
Yeah. Yeah, so we're still continuing that winter seasonal menu. So
oh, you are?
Prime
okay.
Prime rib. So
that's
prime,
still available.
That's still available. It's going to be available through February.
Okay.
So prime rib on Thursday through Sunday night.
Okay.
From 4 to 9 p.m.
And the and dinner then, is what? Is that how much was that one again? It was a great price.
$22.99 for a 10-ounce prime rib. Our pit masters do a great job with it. We've always done it for our catering menu. We do prime rib for a lot of weddings and corporate events and things of that nature. But now we're doing it in store, which I'm super excited about. And so you can come in and get that, you know, served from 4 to 9 p.m. at our locations. And, it's delicious. So it comes with two sides and your bread. And
oh, that's great. And especially right
baked
now
potato,
after the holidays.
Get the au jus, yeah. Get the creamy horseradish sauce, I'm telling you.
Yeah, after the holidays, you're kind of turkey and hammed out. You don't want to cook anymore. It's such a great thing. Then go have a nice meal. That
I don't know if
good.
You can ever get tired of prime rib.
No.
Yeah, I don't know.
Not me.
I don't
me.
Know if it's possible.
No, so. I agree. Not at all.
And then, you know, as a corollary to that, we're doing prime rib sandwich. Ooh. You know, so we do prime rib sandwich from open to close. So you can get that sandwich on garlic toast, and it has some crispy onion straws, and it's dipped
Stop
in au jus.
It.
So it is delicious. So
oh, I'm getting hungry
not
now.
I had that sandwich. Come and get it.
That sounds
That's
good.
It. Ring the dinner bell. Come and get it.
And speaking of sandwiches, you keep telling me, but I've got to get over there for the Monday special.
Monday. Yep.
Tell
so
me about that, because that's like the deal of the century right there.
Yeah, it's a great deal. So at all of our locations, we do here in the Gulf Coast market, we do buy one, get one free pulled pork sandwiches in the drive-thru every Monday. Tons of people take advantage of it. One of our previous hosts, Ms. Jessica, see her watching on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
She's a big
hey,
fan. She's a big, big fan of the buy one, get one free pulled pork sandwich.
Yes.
You know, so that, and then we also have on Saturday, kids and grandkids eat free every Saturday.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, yeah. Now you got to give me some more details on that. So kids and grandkids, how does that work?
I know.
What are the age ranges and
so
stuff?
So just typical, like up to 12. So with any adult entree, you're going to get one free kid meal.
Okay, and then what qualifies as a grandparent?
As a grandparent.
As long as you have the kids with you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely.
So if I adopt some
don't
kids.
Don't make me call Chip Simmons.
I know, I was going to say, do I need to?
don't be snatching no kids off the street, Meg. Just to,
he
to,
read my mind.
To steal one of their baby back ribs off their
he
plate.
He read my mind. I was like, where can I get some little kids to bring ribs? So bad.
Oh, my
so
goodness.
Bad. I know. I'm sorry. That was too easy.
Yeah, yeah.
No, but that's such a great thing,
it
too.
Is a great deal.
That's a really good deal.
Yeah, so those are two things that we do. Great opportunities to kind of save, stretch out dollar budget, still go out with your family, have a good meal. And, so come see us. Come dine in with us. We'd love to serve you in the restaurant. We think we have some of the best Southern hospitality with good old Southern folks.
Service is
serving,
always great.
Serving slow smoke barbecue. And so, you know, come and dine in with us. We have the drive through. We also do to go. You can order Sonny's on some of the different apps like Uber Eats mm-hmm. and DoorDash, so you can
oh,
get Sonny's
okay.
those ways. But then we also do our own catering. So we can, if you're needing to feed an office, you got 10, 20, 10,000 people, however many people you need to feed, we can definitely help you with that. You can either pick it up or we can do delivery. And then we also do full setup and service.
That's great. So, yeah. And we're listening to Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Eldon Scott from Sonny's. You got a question for him? 850-437-1620. So this time of year, a lot of businesses have they kind of regroup for the new year. They have business retreats. They have employee luncheons and things like that. You have banquet areas. You do banquets
we
and
do
big
have,
groups, right?
Yeah, absolutely. We have banquet rooms. Our 9th Avenue location, we can host up to 40 there. So we'll do a buffet style, make sure everybody gets fed nice and quick. And then also at our Navy Boulevard location, we can host up to 75 there.
That's
so
great.
Yeah, so if you're in the office and you want to get out of the office, or if you want to book a little bit of a longer time, as long as we don't have other things booked, we can try to accommodate those types of things. If you need a couple extra hours, we can try to accommodate that, you know, as long as we don't have a conflict there for you. So definitely love to do that. Let's see here. What other thing?
Now you still have the gift cards, right? That you can do like with people that have birthdays coming up.
So we are always offering gift cards. So you can get gift cards for anybody who is a barbecue lover. So if you got a birthday coming up, a special occasion, you want to treat an employee, just
that's
say,
great
hey,
for
thank
employee
you for
of the
doing
month.
A great job, employee of the month.
Yeah, that's a good
we
one.
We can definitely do Any gift cards amount. That bonus bucks deal is always just during the holidays. So we got people coming in and redeeming those bonus bucks.
There you go.
You know, using those extra dollars that they got during the Christmas season to come back and enjoy some more slow smoke barbecue. So
it works for me.
Yeah. It's a win-win.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. No question about it. So we have so many different things with Eldon. He's out and about. This fella, I'm telling you, I look on Facebook and there's almost is in the page you're not on, my friend, which is a fine example of how Sonny's, so many of the different businesses in our area, some of them are franchised, right? So they don't really have that local connection. And so what I love about what Sonny's does and what Eldon does is he really nurtures that local connection, because I've seen you at so many charity events and supporting so many different groups and causes, and it really does make a difference. It makes me, okay, if I'm going to go here or there, I want to support a local business that's supporting our local community.
Yeah, absolutely. That's one of the great things about working. Our local Sonny's here are all owned by the same folks, so Scott and Amy. It was National Women's Day, right? What was it?
Women's Rock Day.
Women's Rock Day.
Yeah, Women's Rock
and
Day.
And so I will say one of my bosses, Miss Amy France, she absolutely rocks.
There
I love
you go.
Her. She is a barbecue, you know what, day in and day out. So she's an amazing, amazing
Eldon sent me a text to work for. Because you rock, Meg, which is great.
I appreciate that. You know, so Amy, we call her the queen. Mm-hmm. We call her Queen France.
Okay.
But she's as good of a barbecue as I know. I mean, she can do it from loading the smokers to serving the plates. I mean, so Miss Amy, you rock.
Oh, that's great. Yeah.
So
you've had everything on the menu, I'm sure. And I know I'm going to put you on the spot here. He knows where I'm going with this. Tell me, what would be your top two favorites or top three? I know it's a toughie.
Top three. Smoked wings are up there.
Okay. Just in time for football.
Smoked wings are up there.
Okay. See, for me, the prime rib.
The prime rib, so I love the prime rib. It is so good. That prime rib sandwich is also very good.
Mm-hmm.
I just love a good creamy horseradish sauce and, you know, just the au jus, the Dunkin'.
Yeah,
if I go to a restaurant and they got a French dip, mm-hmm. I mean, chances are I'm going to get the French dip, you know. I just love that, you know, soggy, crunchy bread. Like, mm-hmm. it's so good. So,
okay.
And then.
Third one.
Mac and cheese?
Oh, okay. Their mac and cheese is good. Yeah, you can't go wrong with that.
I mean, I love a mac and cheese with a little brisket on mm-hmm. top and some onion straw. So sometimes I do my own little thing. But we do have the new sides right now. So
Which
are the cheesy skillet potatoes. And then we have the candy bacon mac and cheese, which is candy bacon with the onion straws on there.
Nice.
So you can get those. That's part of the fall, the winter menu also. So.
Okay. Well, we have a giveaway to do, I believe.
I know. We're almost out of time.
I know. So let's talk about what you have to give away this morning, and then let's figure out how we want to do this.
All right. We probably need to be quick.
Yes.
Since we only have a few minutes. So the second person to text in smoked wings is going to win a platter of our slow smoked chicken wings.
Awesome. Okay.
And we'll have a little caveat. I'm going to need a notice personally, so I'm going to leave my number here on the gift card at the studio.
Okay.
So call me, and I will get it set up for you to pick it up. We're going to need about 24 hours notice to make sure we have enough wings smoked, because we're not deep frying these in 2 seconds.
It's the real deal. This is not frozen.
To get these ready. Absolutely. Okay. They marinate overnight.
Okay.
They're absolutely delicious. So second person to text in smoked wings.
850-437-1620. 850-437-1620. Text in smoked wings and somebody's going to be a winner.
And you're going to win that tray. It's going to be enough wings for 20 people.
Wow.
And so that's a great way to feed a lot of folks. So one quick thing I do want to talk about. This Sunday at the Pensacola Civic Center, there is the Coastal Weddings Expo. So if you are or know someone who is going to be getting married soon or just want to plan for a future wedding, my daughter just got married. My wife said,
congratulations.
I wish I would have known that this expo was going on. And I said, well, you know, it goes on every year. We just had to plan a wedding in 2 months because my son-in-law decided he was going to join the Navy. So this Sunday at the Pensacola Civic Center, tickets in advance are $5. If you want to get those tickets at the door, it'll be $10. There's going to be a ton of door prizes because every vendor provides a door prize. So you're going to an opportunity to win a lot of different things. I'm going to say there's a couple great door prizes from Sunny's Barbecue.
Aha. Okay. Yeah. All the reason to go there.
Our team is working on those now. So,
good. Okay.
You have the opportunity to win those.
Okay.
And so come see us at the Wedding Expo at the Civic Center this Sunday. I believe it is 11 to 3 p.m.
At the Civic Center this Sunday.
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. We do have a winner.
All right.
Are you ready? Rob, you are the winner.
Congratulations,
Your phone
Rob.
Number ends with 5306. So if you would, if you'll send me, go ahead and text me your email, phone number, date of birth. We need all that good info. And then I'll make sure that Eldon gets your info, and we'll get you that gift card for?
Those slow-smoked chicken wings.
20 wings?
No, enough wings for 20 people.
Oh, my gosh, that's a lot. So congratulations, and thank you. We had a bunch of texts come in this morning, so thank you, everybody, that's listening this morning. I sure do appreciate you. And any time on Friday mornings when he is here, typically Eldon has a little something-something to give away. So
listen in next week. Another little something-something. Probably won't be chicken wings because let's not double down. But
I don't mind.
Maybe I'll have to bring some in.
Thank you very much. I'm still waiting. Although you did bring me dessert.
I did.
That was unbelievable.
Well, and here's the thing, too. The early morning's a little bit of a challenge. A lot of times when we do early morning stuff, there's been a number of days where I've been in at 4 a.m. to get stuff ready for lunch.
Right.
Because
that's
just
right.
The time period it takes to get stuff done. Because it is slow smoked. All of our briskets and our pork butts are smoked overnight at 210 degrees because it's just the right temperature. Our pitmasters, when they come in the morning, are pulling those off, temping them, wrapping them, getting them ready for service. And so it's a whole process. So, it takes a little time, a little time of love, care by our pitmasters, our teams at Sunny's Barbecue to make sure that we have that those delicious proteins ready for everybody to come in and enjoy.
Okay. I've had two texts this morning, Eldon, about this topic. There's lots of folks that say they're regular. They love Sunny. Some people talk about loving the wings. So we've gotten some good compliments.
Awesome.
The one repeating, the question keeps coming is the salad bar. Are they going to be bringing that back?
I know.
He keeps looking at me. And I was like,
Yeah. But listen, we have amazing salads. And they're made fresh by our servers team.
Okay.
And so they're going to make it exactly how you want it. We call it the Garden of Eaton.
Cute.
E-A-T-E-I-N.
So you can pick the ingredients.
Yeah. So you pick the ingredients. So we'll make those salads fresh for you. The team does a great job of preparing those salads. So if you want, it makes me think of Admiral Quinn when we had the ship commissioning. We had lunch together.
Oh, yeah.
And he's like, I get the salad every time. So he gets a smoked turkey salad with onion straws and barbecue sauce. So that's his thing. So if you've not had one of our salads in a long, long time, I encourage you, come in, order a salad. It's going to be as much salad as you can possibly imagine, and I promise you'll enjoy it.
Okay, so someone was saying, who was the winner? So it was Rob who was the winner, so be sure and text in your information to me, Rob. He won the wings, so thanks, everybody, for texting in, but we do have a winner, and we'll be doing this again,
Rob.
Of course, next Friday.
We'll be here again next Friday, 9:30, so listen in and come and see us. Dine in with us in stores. We have those four locations here in the Pensacola area. We also have sister locations in Fort Walton Beach and in Mobile. So if you find yourself in those areas outside of the news radio listenership area, definitely visit us at those locations.
Okay. So you're going to be this Sunday, you're going to be at the Civic Center for
the
wedding.
And listen, we're sampling prime rib
and
pork tenderloin. We're going to have a mashed potato bar and a hot cocoa bar. So,
and it's supposed to go down next week. The temperature's
going to be
nice and
cold. Mm-hmm. So come see us. If you have any possibility that you might have a wedding going on in the near future, definitely come and apprise yourself of the opportunity to learn about a ton of different vendors in our local community. So come
see
us at Sunny's. We'll see you Sunday.
Got a phone number, website. Folks can check out the menu.
Absolutely. Sunny'sBarbecue.com. Or for big caterings, go to Sunny'sCatering.com. You can always call me on my personal cell, 850-418-3331. Thank you, Meg.
All right. Thanks, Eldon. Happy New Year.